something, and I thought the flex started tapering around 50 or something, as I recall.
Just taper. They're both smooth tapers, but you know,
I think the Anon was down a couple dB at 30 or something, and the flex was down 5 or 6, I thought.
What about sideband?
In sideband on the Anon? Oh, it's pretty. I believe the Anon was pretty flat in sideband, and about the same thing, I think. I think down about 2 or 3, 2 dB at 30 or something.
It's very, very flat on the flex. The sideband is, you can go from, you know, 20 hertz to 10,000 hertz, and it's, you know, virtually flat.
I haven't fooled around on the 6500 much at all and tried to analyze anything. I haven't really been doing much with it.
I think I sent to John a couple of graphs, you know, maybe a year ago, you know, where I used the band noise as white noise, and I just took Spectra Plus and captured the audio output, and you know, you could see the how flat it was. Dave, over.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'd have to take a look again. I find some Spectra things that I did here, but I don't know what they are. I'll have to look and see. But I had some comparison ones where there were. Let's see. I'll have to look at some of these. Let's see. What the heck is this one here? Oh, this is, What am I looking at here? I don't know. I got some old scent things, but I'd have to take a look at them and figure out what they are.
Roger. Hey, John, do you remember the graphs that I sent you, you know, maybe a year ago? Do you still have those?
I don't know, Alan. I don't remember. I do vaguely remember you sending those. Well, what did you send me? Like an AM and sideband comparisons?
I think so. Yeah, and they were they were, you know, different colored traces on the same graph table, and you could compare. I might have had maybe all three of them: sideband, synchronous AM and regular AM, all on one graph. Over.
Yeah, I'm looking here. I'm looking at my saved emails with your call sign there, and I may have saved it. I'll keep looking, but yeah, I just vaguely remember it. If memory serves me correct, on AM, the flex starts to roll off. Doesn't it start to roll off like below 60 hertz?
Yeah, well, that's what I saw, something like that. You know, I found out going into the front of the flex in the monitor circuit, because I'm looking over at it now, that's where I got it plugged in to the headphonium jack. So for some reason, I was getting a flatter low-end response. I don't know if it's an impedance issue or what. But, you know, maybe it's some impedance issue I was causing. But I'm getting a better, you know, same noise and everything else. Level was about the same, but I got a slightly better low-frequency response out of the front jack than the rear. So I, you know, I told him about that, but I never heard anything, so... I did that. That's where it's plugged in right now. If I was to use it, I'd be listening through that front jack because I was getting a little bit more low frequency. You may want to fool with that, Al, if you're not plugged into the front, which I would imagine you might not be. You may want to look up that low frequency and then jack it around, put an adapter on it and something and shove it in the front and see what you see.
Well, Dave, I've been using DACs. You know, I've been using the digital audio exchange and bypassing all of the analog audio in the receiver, you know, because I wanted to know what the response of the receiver was. But I don't think I've ever tried that. Let me think. Do I have enough? On this little computer I'm using right now, I don't have a. Oh yes, I do. Yeah, I do have an audio. I do have an audio thing in there, so I should be able to record it audio wise, you know, analog wise as well. I've never tried that. Over.
That would be good. That would be helpful. Try that out because it would be interesting to see what you see, just band noise, through the headphone jack, band noise, through the rear jack, band noise, through the DACs. I don't know how to get the DACs going. It makes my brain hurt. So I haven't fooled with that, so got too many things going. So I can see why that would obviously probably give you a different response. So I don't know anything about that. So would you may want to do that. Maybe you do those three comparisons on AM and those three comparisons on sideband or those three comparisons on SAM or something. And that would be interesting.
Well, that would take an afternoon to do that. Maybe I will. We'll see. It depends how quick I can get that hooked up. The DAX thing is easy. And once you probably haven't played around with it in a long time. It has radically changed. It's a heck of a lot easier to use. So that's how I did it. But, maybe I could do that.
Well, that would be interesting. So give that a try if you get a chance. You know, hopefully you can find an analog U input on the computer and just use adapters or something and jack leg a quarter-inch plug into the front and see what you get on band noise and then move it around to the back and see what you get and see what DAX is. And if DAX is flatter and, you know, maybe it would be interesting to see if you end up with the same results with a little less low frequency response on the jack on the back than on the headphone in the front. Generally, you think of headphonium as maybe being compromised or rolled off or something. You don't generally think of it as being the preferred monitor point. You would think the one in the back would be, but I don't know. You know, it'd be interesting to try. But I just keep fooling with the Anon because it just keeps running. I got other issues here. I got something's breaking down somewhere because if there's this echo and stuff, I've been progressively getting more RF back into the shack. So I don't know if it's a bad ground or what, but it seems like on 80 meters I've been getting more. So tomorrow, if I get around to it, I'm just too damn tired today. I get in the office after being away for 5 weeks and I was just piling through one pile of shit after another and too tired to do anything now. But tomorrow I'm going to try to maybe scientifically remove every little monitoring box I have down there and see if it all goes away. And then start adding them in. And then, you know, try to narrow it down to a little coupler, you know, male-to-male coupler or something, or band relay or something. But I know that I had my guy who takes care of the house. He went down there. He knows this stuff a little bit, and he made sure that everything was snug and tight. And I know he knew what he was doing, and that didn't fix it. So it's a little bit of RF that's coming back in here that wasn't there in the past. Yeah, you know, when I used to take my high towers and point them to the west and throw the RF back at myself, I would get a little bit. But that's the only place I was really getting it, you know, on 75, 80. But now I'm getting it worse. So that still doesn't mean I'm not going to fool around with the toroids and other things too to limit it even further. But first thing I want to do is minimize it before I try to, you know, put a Band-Aid right on top of it. I'd like to stop the bleeding first. So it's always something. And then I got other things to do. I got to re-ribbon a microphone. I haven't re-ribboned microphones in a couple of years. But an old director from NBC had an RCA mic he gave to a friend of mine that worked with me there. And he dropped the mic off for me, so I got to re-ribbonium the RCA microphonium sometime this week. I don't remember how to do that. It's been so long since I've done it. So it's always something. NU9RN with Alan on the radio, W9AD.
I just made a nice lengthy recording of the day, and I'll send it over to you.
Oh, can you hear my echo?
I hear all kinds of garbage.
Yeah, it needs cleaning up. It's, you know, it's a mess. I gotta get down there and analyze the whole situation. I gotta take apart some of the little boxes and see what's going on. Bad ground, bad connection, maybe a crappy male to male connector, maybe bad SO239, maybe bad smolder connection. Something's breaking down. So, and putting more power to it doesn't seem to be fixing it. It's not welding it back together.
Yeah, you'll have it here in a second.
Grazius.
Well, I still think that making recordings using the digital audio exchange will produce the most pristine recording, you know, for testing and so on. And that's why I use it. So it's also a lot easier, and it doesn't seem to change, you know, with over time. Like the issues you're talking about, we all have them. I know I, boy oh boy, I have a little bit of RFI. If I aim my antenna, my rotary antennas, back to the house, that would be aiming it south. I will get a little bit of RFI. And it's, you know, otherwise I'm clean. I'm pretty darn clean. So there we go. Well, guys, this is not meant to, offend, but boy, oh boy, I can't keep my eyes open. I'm tired out. So I think I'm gonna pull a Greg, and I'm not going to work tomorrow, but I'm going to bed early. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Go ahead, John. This is K2WS.
Okay, Alan. No, I understand. Yeah, it's almost what? 10 there? Yeah, about 8 minutes to 10. And that's Betty by time for all people when they start to get old, Alan. So I understand. You know, you need your sleep. That's all right. I need to get out of here, too. I'm expecting a call here any minute. He just texted me a little bit ago, said he was in progress with another call, but he'll be calling me shortly, so I need to get out of here, too. Good to talk to you, Alan. Good to hear you. And we'll catch you maybe tomorrow morning if you're up early enough. Otherwise, maybe tomorrow night. And Dave, you should have that recording in your inbox. You know, just for your reference, take a listen to it. We'll hear some stuff coming in the background there. You're really loud, though. I mean, I can hear details. You were 40 over 9 here, Dave, so you're going to hear all kinds of details. But I just thought you'd want to know about it. No big deal. Okie doke. We'll see you guys later. Go ahead, Dave, and your 9-0.
Okay, yeah, good night to you, Alan, John. Yes, the recording just came in. I'll take a look at it. I'll take a listen to it and talk to you in the morning. You're really big. You're really big into here, too, so there's definitely... Signals on the radio. I mean, I can put my headphones on. I hear a certain amount of crap just coming back. Hello, 1-2. I can hear some stuff coming back through my head phony ohms. So give me something to do tomorrow if I get the energy. I don't think that roof guy's gonna come. I don't think he's gonna want to have to, you know, step in 7 or 8 inches snow on copper. It's a good way to slide and end up on the ground. So I don't think that's going to happen. We do have our guy who takes care of the house. He's coming over here tomorrow. We give him a little extra treat for taking care of things for us here. And he's also... my translator. He helps with our guy Francisco down there, who we've got a couple of issues we want to discuss with him. So he comes in to be the translator. So that, everything else is working. I'm in the midst of trying to update my Harmony Logic remote control. I've got things that are supposed to be one button, you know, push one button and it does, you know, turns on the amps and turns on the Marantz deal and turns on the TV and sets all the inputs right and everything. But I got this RF extender. I'm trying to download it because I think I told you I had to change the from a Samsung DVD Blu-ray player to this Sony one because I couldn't get my 11.1 channels out of the thing. With the Sony, no problem. But it means I had to, you know, reformat my whole remote control that's supposed to integrate everything, you know. And that's just like, you know, programming something, you know. Like if you haven't programmed a particular radio or a particular device in a long period of time, you know, if you do it every day, it's one thing. If you do it, figure out how to do it, and then don't do it for a year, you're back to square one, so... that's another issue. It's always something. And I'm, like I said, I'm just kind of worn out from, you know, the office today. I mean, just piles of boxes and mail and paper. Thank God for the internet and everything, because I was at least able to keep up on, you know, email and stuff like that. Okay, so I'm going to go back and watch the TV. I guess our old buddy...
Barack Hussein Obama!
Still not saying it's terrorism, even though the FBI is. That's the last thing I heard, so... I'll go turn that off. I'm going to kick the screen in. I'm going to go watch Comedy Central or something. See you later, W9AD.
Okay. You and me both, Dave. 73. And 73, John, K2WS clear.
Bye, y'all.
All righty, see you guys.